We're on the top of Daf Sadi Amud Beis. On Sadi Amud Aleph, we began a machlokes regarding a sfina, and Rav said that the mechitzos of the sfina make the sfina into Rishus HaYochi. You're allowed to carry within the boat from one end to the other, and that would apply even if this was a very large yacht that was more than a Beis Hasayim, which would normally make it into a Karpaf. And Rav is saying that these mechitzos around the boat are valid because they were structured in such a way that he could sleep inside the yacht, he could eat there, it's hukaf l'dira. And therefore the din of Karpaf doesn't apply because Karpaf only applies in low hukaf l'dira. And Shmuel says, Ein metaltan ba ela b'arba amos. And the Gemara here on the top of Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, which we ended with yesterday, explains that according to Rav, there are mechitzos, and the flanks, the walls of the sfina, make the boat itself inside mukaf mechitzos. You're allowed to carry within them. It's a pure, straightforward Rishus HaYochid, no matter what, even if it's larger than a Beis HaSayim. Shmuel says that since this yacht is so large, it's more than a Beis HaSayim, it has the din of a Karpaf, and you're only allowed to carry up to, but not beyond, 4 amos. The mechitzos here are not valid mechitzos that would normally set up a Rishus HaYochid, because these are mechitzos that are suyos lavriach. The purpose of the mechitzos is not to privatize, if you will, the area that's being surrounded by the mechitzos. It's not for the purpose of dira, but rather that the sfina should be able to function as a boat and travel through the waters, even when there are waves that might threaten to inundate the boat. So therefore, you set up these mechitzos to keep out the water. And in such a case, the sfina does not have the status of a Rishus HaYochid. And now we need to ask ourselves, what's the size of this boat? And Shmuel says that if this yacht is so large that it has the area of a Beis HaSayim, therefore it's not hukaf l'dira, the hekefir was l'tzorech lavriach es hamayim, and therefore it has the status of a karmelis, of a karpaf, and the maximum amount you're allowed to carry within the boat is four amos, not beyond 4 amos. Now, if the size of the boat was less than 4 amos, then Shmuel would agree that you're allowed to carry within the boat from side to side, from end to end, because it is surrounded by mechitzos. Now, you might ask, well, those mechitzos are not set up Litzorech Dira. And Tosus and the Rashba say that when Shmuel uses the language Mechitzos Lavriach Mayim Asuyos, he doesn't have in mind to say that these are not Mechitzos at all and they're totally invalid. He means that these Mechitzos are not Asuyos Lidira, they weren't set up for the main purpose of Dira, and therefore, when a person sets up his shvisa in a boat, according to Shmuel, then we have to ask ourselves, what's the size of the boat? And since it's not hukaf l'dira, in that sense, although that doesn't undermine the status of the mechitzos as mechitzos, but rather it sets up the sfina as a karpaf if it's larger than a Beis HaSayim. So again, just to summarize, the Rishonim here write that according to Shmuel, are you allowed to carry inside the boat from one end of the boat to the other, or are you limited by 4 amos? It all depends. If the size of the boat is up to but not beyond the Beis HaSayim, therefore you're allowed to carry, even according to Shmuel, from one end of the boat to the other. Shmuel never meant to say that we invalidate the mechitzos. All he meant to say was that the mechitzos are not a suyus l'dira, and therefore the halach of karpaf will kick in if and when the area is more than a Beis HaSayim. Rav holds, on the other hand, that even though the Sfira is larger than a Beis Hasayim, it doesn't get the halacha of a Karpaf, and it has the status of a Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to carry from one end to the other. And it would seem, at the face of it, that Rav rejects this definition of the Mechitzos as Lavriach Mayim HaNasuyos, and he holds that there's a double function to these Mechitzos. Number one, they keep the boat afloat and it's not inundated. It's Lavriach Mayim. But at the same time, there's another purpose to the Mechitzos, and that is to afford a dira, because he's going to be out there on the sea, out at sea for many days and weeks perhaps, and therefore he's going to live inside the boat. He needs mechitzos, as anyone who lives in any area for dira needs mechitzos. And we're not talking about a karpaf, because these are mechitzos that also function l'shem dira. And Amalei Rav Chia, this is where we stopped yesterday, on the top of Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. Amalei Rav Chia Bar Yosef L'Shmuel Hilchasa Kavasech O Hilchasa Kerah. Now, the implication of this question is, Shmuel, did you change your mind? At some point you rescinded your opinion and you accepted the opinion of Rav, or are you still insisting that your opinion is correct and your ruling should be relied upon? And to no one's surprise, apparently, but at least I was surprised, Amalei Shmuel says to Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Hilchasa Kerav. We paskin like Rav, which means that even if the Sfina is larger than a Beis HaSayim, it doesn't have the din of a Karpaf, you're allowed to carry it from one end to the other. Now, the Rashba paskins like Rav, based on this Gemara. And he invokes the principle that we have a klal, that kol makom, whenever there's machlok shin Rav and Shmuel b'dinei isur v'heter, we always paskin like Rav. Furthermore, he says, it's quite possible that Shmuel himself retracted his original ruling, because when Rav Chia Bar Yosef asked Shmuel, do we pass like Rav? Shmuel answered, yes, we pass like Rav. And that means, according to the Rashba, that Shmuel pulled out and he removed his original psak. And therefore, we have an additional reason why we should pass like Rav in this case, because there is no machlok between Rav and Shmuel. But regardless, the Rashba says we would pass like Rav. Tosa Rosh, on the other hand, says that Shmuel never rescinded his position, but nevertheless, we paskin like Rav. And what Shmuel means is that although he received a Kabbalah, Mirabosov, that this Svina has the status of a Karpov, logically, Shmuel agreed to Rav that it's not a Karpov. And therefore, the Tosa Rosh says that when Shmuel tells Rav Chia Bar Yosef that we paskin like Rav, what he meant to say is that the logic compels us to paskin like Rav. I'm not going to change my position because this is what I was mekabel from my rebbeim. That's my tradition. So for today we start with Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. We're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the top of Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef Umode Rav. What happens, very strange case, and the Gemara is going to explain why he did such a thing, he turns the boat upside down. And that's called Kfa'a Alpia. He turns it literally upside down. And in this case, we don't know why, but Rav agrees that if now he creates some sort of a little dira, so to speak, inside the boat, then he's not allowed to aim metaltalim ba el bar ba'amos. Now the boat takes on the status of a karpaf, meaning a karbalis, and the maximum amount he's allowed to walk and carry inside the boat is only 4 amos and not more than 4 amos. So now the bottom of the boat is the roof of his house. Now the Gemara asks, why would he do such a thing? Kfar l'mai, what was his purpose in turning the boat upside down? Elam, if you're going to say the way we interpreted it, l'adur tachtei, he wants to live inside the sfina. So therefore the bottom of the boat now should serve as the roof of his little apartment, of his little house. Why then should Rav be moda to Shmuel that you're not allowed to carry more than Arba Amos? Now, the Gemara is going to equate the case of Rav's moda, in other words, when Rav Gidol or Rav Chia says that Rav is moda in the case of Kfa'a, and he's doing it Ladur Tachtea, when he says Ein Metaltelin Ba, the Gemara is going to assume that that's a reference not to the inside of the boat, but rather to the roof of the boat. Again, the roof of the boat in this case is really what was originally the bottom of the boat, but now it's the roof of his little house. And on top of the roof, he's not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. And this brings us back to our Mishnah of gagos. Are you allowed to carry on a gag more than 4 amos? And the truth is, if you recall, we discussed Rav's Shita L'chumra that you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos on top of a gag, but that's only because your gag opens up into other gagos. But if it was a gag yechidi, if there was only one roof, you have a building, a structure that has only one roof on it, and you're the owner, the proud owner of that roof, then everybody agrees that you're allowed to carry more than 4 amos. In this case, there's only one roof. So the Gemara says, Maishna mi gag yechidi. In the case where you have one gag and there are no other gagos in the proximity that are contiguous to your gag, Rav already told us that in the case of a gag yechidi, where standing on the roof he can see all the mechitzos on the outside, what we call the mechitzos achitzonos, we apply the principle of God asik mechitzta, and therefore the gag is considered to be surrounded by mechitzos. The mechitzos lamata are olos lamala, and therefore we should judge any case of a single roof, Rav says, as if it was mukaf mechitzos. Because if I'm standing on that roof, all I need to see is the mechitzos ha-chitzonos, which I can see. That makes them into a mechitza nikeres. And therefore, the gag is now considered mukafes mechitza on all sides. I'm allowed to carry from one end to the other end of the gag. And here too, and by the way, let's just emphasize that that applies even to the sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, who said that you cannot carry from one gag to the other, but if you have only one gag, you're allowed to carry straight across your gag from one end to the other end, because of God asking mechitzos regarding the mechitzos ha-chitzonios. Here also, in the case where he turns his boat upside down, now the bottom of his boat serves as his roof. If he wants to carry on top of his roof, which is now the roof of his yacht. And keep in mind, we may have a very, very large roof in this case, because we're talking about a very sizable yacht. He should be able to carry more than 4 amos. Why? Because we're talking about one single roof. And therefore, if you stand on top of that roof, you have your mechitzos anikoros. It's now a mokavukaf mechitzos. And Rav says that in such a case, even the Chachamim agree you're allowed to carry more than 4 amos. We have now an area which has mechitzos, and those mechitzos are now serving ladur, l'shem dira, because these mechitzos, as they are today, didn't exist yesterday. He only created them today because he wanted to set up a dira inside the Sfina. And therefore, the mechitzos of this Sfina, which surround him in his little dira, are asuyos l'dira. So it's not a mokum amukaf shalol l'shem dira, like in the case of a karpaf, if you have a base sign plus, and it's lo hukaf l'dira, then you're not allowed to be metaltel more than 4 amos. Here, it's a mokum that's mukaf l'dira. So therefore, the Gemara says we have to find a different explanation to why this person turned his boat upside down in such a way that Rav will now agree that the top of the boat is not mukaf lidira, but rather it's a beis asayim shelo hukaf lidira, and therefore it has the din of a karpaf, you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Ella says the Gemara, shekfa'a lizovta. So they used to put zephes on the bottom of the boat on the outside to protect it against the waters. And now what happens is that he's no longer living inside the boat, at least for the time being. He has turned the boat upside down. He has no interest in living inside the boat upside down. He really just wants to get the zephet man here to place this zephet on top of his boat. And the very moment that he turns the boat upside down, he is automatically being mevatel the mechitzos of the boat, which were the mechitzos l'shem dira. And now, what he has is a new set of mechitzos, which are not l'shem dira. And now the Sfina at this point is not designated for dira. You know, he's not going to live neither on the inside nor on the outside. And therefore, even though we can apply the principle of God asking mechitza to the mechitzos that surround the Sfina, and therefore you could say that the Gag is certainly mukaf mechitzos, but nevertheless, it's hukaf not litzar dira, it's hukaf shalo l'shem dira, and therefore Rav postulates and admits that you're not allowed to be metaltel there more than 4 amos if the Sfina has the area of a Beis HaSayim plus, and it now becomes a makom shemukaf shelo l'shem dira, has the din of a karpaf, which has the same status as a karmelis, and therefore he's not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Now I have a note here that I wanted to share with you, the name of the Rashba. He writes, K'mochein ein l'taltel tachteha ela 4 amos. Even below the Gag, inside, he would not be allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Sherei mi'achar shekofa lezovta, ein lanu ladun es mechitzosa kasuyas ludiris klal. The old mechitzos, the very moment he turns it upside down, are completely gone. And these mechitzos that are now replacing the old ones are einam asuyas ludira. And he's not intending to live inside the boat. I mean, he's just on a temporary basis in order to facilitate the process of zifta. He turns the boat upside down. And therefore, says the Rashba, he's not allowed to carry more than 4 amos inside the boat. And he says, Eina dvarim amurim el bofen she gedola hi yosa mi beis hasayim. Again, we're talking about a great giant yacht that's more than a beis hasayim. However, says the Rashba, im eina gedola kishir zeh, if it's less than masayim, than a beis hasayim, then he's allowed to carry more than 4 amos on top and inside, both, he says, lemala ulemata, sharei kol makom shemukefes mechitzos. It's now a makom mukaf mechitzos. It's less than, more than a beis hasayim, meaning it's up to, but not beyond the beis hasayim. It therefore doesn't have the status of a karpaf. It goes back to retaining its status of shusayochid. You have mechitzos. I'll admit to you that the mechitzos are not l'shem dira because he's interested in l'zovta, but that's irrelevant because it doesn't have more than a beis hasayim. And therefore it goes back to halacha of a rishus hayachin, you're allowed to carry from one end to the other. Now the Gemara wants to quote another shita. When Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, do we paskin like you or do we paskin like Rav? Is Rav Ashi masni la Asfina? Rav Ashi understood that the question and the answer of Shmuel, the question of Rav Chiya bar Yosef to Shmuel, Hilchasa Kavaseh, Hilchasa Karav, and the response of Shmuel of Hilchasa Karav, that was referring to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel as far as the boat is concerned. Are you allowed to carry the entire length of the boat or not? That was Rav Ashi's transmission of this dialogue back and forth between Rabbi Chiya and Shmuel. However, Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Masnilei Ach Sadra. We have another machlokas that lechora at face value has nothing to do with our sugya, but we'll see if maybe we can make a connection here l'shitaso. And it's machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about an Ach Sadra. And let's just mention, as we've said in the past, that Ach Sadra is simply a roof without walls, and it's held up by four poles on all four corners. And the achsadra has the status of a karmelis. And we'll try to understand why that's so. The issue about which we have, at this point, a debate between Rav and Shmuel, is if you have an achsadra that is exactly contiguous to a karmelis, to a bikkur. The itmar, achsadra bibikkur, Rav Homer mutal talta bakula, Shmuel Homer eim talta ba'arba arba amos. Rav says that in this case of an achsadra, and the achsadra has no mechitzos, as we said before, it's completely open on all four sides into, in this case, a bikkur, which is a karmelis. As Rav says, mutal l'taltu l'kula. Now let's play, we call it in Yiddish, damavat, meaning ignorant. Let's say I'm ignorant. I never heard of something called pi tikra yored v'sosen. If that be the case, then Rav makes no sense. You have an area inside a bikkur, inside a karmelis. It's completely open into the karmelis. It should be swallowed up by the karmelis. It has no mechitzos whatsoever. And yet Rav, paradoxically, allows you to carry inside the achsadra. How could that be? Shmuel makes intuitively all the sense in the world. So the Gemara says, Rav ha'ma mutal etalta bekulo. And why is that? The amrinon pi tikra yored v'sosen. This is one of the cases and the principles that we had learned in a Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, and it'll come up later on in this parak, halacha l'moshe misinai. There's certain laws with regard to mechitzos that are not what you'd call intuitively rational, but we derive it from halacha l'moshe misinai. One of them is pi tikra yored v'sosen. So again, as we said, the achsadra is a ceiling without mechitzos, but at the edge of the achsadra on all four sides, we're going to apply the principle of pi tikra yored v'sosem, which creates imaginary walls that surround the achsadra. And Rav says, therefore, this achsadra is not part of the karmelis, but rather it's a separate rishus unto itself. It's a rishus hayochid, insofar it's surrounded by mechitzos. Now this appella, from a rational point of view, I mean, you see a place, an area that's completely open on all sides, and you're telling me, no, it's surrounded by mechitzos. Don't you have to have at least the bare bones? If not three mechitzos, one mechitzos, I mean, you have to have something. No, says Rav, there's a halacha Moshe Misinai, pi tikra yored v'sosem, I'll apply it time after time after time on every single side of the achsadra until I end up with an achsadra that's really al pi din, surrounded on all four sides by mechitzos. And therefore, we don't consider it as a makom that's prutza, that's opening up completely to a bikkur, to a karmelis. It's a separate rishus that's surrounded by its own mechitzos. I mean, in Boshalamah, Adolf Adoma. Like, for example, we had the case of a traskal or an amud, which he puts in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, and it climbs all the way up. Mind you, this is a major tower. It climbs up 10 tfachim, and it has the width of arba al arba tfachim, and it's Rosh Hashanah in the middle of a Rosh Hashanah. Here too, we can have a Rosh Hashanah in the middle of a karmelis, and it doesn't faze me one iota that it has the status of Rosh Hashanah inside the achsadra. It's a Rosh Hashanah because pi tikra yored v'sosen. Shmuel Amar ein metaltel v'arba arba amos. Why? Because lo amrinon pi tikra yored v'sosen. So Rashi says that according to Shmuel, in order to apply this halacha Moshe Misinai pi tikra, we need a minimum of one mechitza, one actual physical mechitza. It could be open on three sides, and we're going to apply pi tikra times three to set up three mechitzos, But we have to begin with one mechitza. That's Rashi Shita. However, excellent question. Could it be that Shmuel's talking about a Drabonan, and really on a Daraisa level, he also agrees that P'tikra Yod V'Solseim? That's not the impression you get from Rashi. But then again, you know, I always ask the question, you know, what Esrog do you use? Esrog is also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Anyway, but I just wanted to point out to you, before I lose my trend of thought, that not all the Rishonim agree to Rashi, and some say that, and this is the Shita of the Tosus Rid, that quotes sugya after sugya in Shas to prove that the Asadra has three mechitzos. Not the way we interpreted Achsadra as being open on all sides. Because of a Tosus Rid, the Rav Ushmul Nechleku Achsadra Sheesh La Sholosh Defanos Uprutza Bitsida Revi. Shaladivre Rav, Rav would say that you could apply Pitikra Yor Vesosim for one Mechitza. And Shmuel holds, Ein Omrim Din Zeh. When do we apply this rule of P'tikra? Al Dofen, Ein Omrim Din Zeh, Al Dofen Shlema. Now again, this is a sugya we're going to get to Adaf Tzadi Dalit. So I would just, you know, beg your patience here until we get to that sugya. But the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion here about P'tikras Yored V'Sosim. P'tikra Yored V'Sosim means, according to Shmuel, in one interpretation of Shmuel, that you already have a dofen. But the dofen doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. And in the case of Achsadra, I have to grant you at least in the minimum, that's the Tosus Rid, that you're missing one complete Mechitza, it's open completely on one of the four sides. Which means that according to Shmuel, you don't have a dofen in order to set up P'tikra Yod V'Sosim. Once you have a dofen, you can extend that dofen in a downward position. The only question the Gemara is going to raise then is, why do I need P'tikra Yod V'Sosim? Why don't you simply apply the principle of God Achis Mechitza? Okay, so that's going to be the Sugyan Daf Tzadi Dalet in Mirtz Hashem. However, just to summarize, we have Rashi's approach here that the Asadra is open on all four sides. Shmuel disagrees with P'tikra because he only applies it when you have at least one mechitza. We have a Tosa Rid who says that Rav only applies P'tikra when you have three out of four mechitzos. And even if the fourth side is totally open, we're going to apply P'tikra. Shmuel holds that you have to have four mechitzos. The fourth mechitza is an incomplete one, and allows us to apply the principle of P'tikra. Now, according to the transmission of Rav Acha B'Rei de Rava, when there was a discussion between Rav Chia, Bar Yosef, and Shmuel about how we paskin, that this dialogue was referring to this machlokes between Rav and Shul about Achsadra. And once again, the answer of Shmuel, paradoxically, was we paskin like Rav. The Asadra, whether it means it's surrounded by zero mechitzos according to Rashi, or by three mechitzos according to Tosus Rid, we pass like Rav, we're going to apply the principle of P'tikra Yored V'Sosim. The Asadra is not part of the Bikkur. It's not melted into the Karmelis, but rather it's a Rishus HaYochid unto itself. It's surrounded by mechitzos on all four sides. You don't see any of the mechitzos according to Rashi. And we're going to ask the question of the Rashba, did Shmuel mean to rescind his original position, or he insists on his original position, but nevertheless, for one reason or another, we're not going to paskin like Rav, and even Shmuel admits that we paskin like Rav. Now, we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel yesterday on Daf Tzadi Yom Aleph with regard to Gagos Hashavim L'Rabbi Meir, or Gag Yechidi according to the Chacham. So let's just go over quickly that machlokes. Rav was of the opinion that if all the mechitzos, all the gagos on top of this one structure, meaning the gagos that belong to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, all of them are shavim, they are absolutely contiguous one to the other, such that if I stand on top of the roof of this building, I can see the mechitzos hachitzonos. That allows me to apply the principle that always applies to the mechitza nikeres of God asik mechitzta, and therefore all the gagos are surrounded by one mechitza. I'm sorry, by what I mean to say is that there's a hekif mechitzos all around this gag, all around this building, and therefore Rav permits you, according to Rav Meir, to carry from one end of the gag to the other. It was only according to the Chachamim, who see the separate gagos as separate reshuyos, that Rav was machmir, and even on your own gag, according to the Chachamim, you can't carry more than Dalet Abbas, because your gag opens up into his gag. But we're now going according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that you can carry from one gag to the other, it's all considered one reshus, as long as one gag is not 10 tefachim higher than the other. And then we have the gzeira mishum amu, the tail versus a ram. But if there's no distance between, in the height between one gag and the other, and they're contiguous, then Rav says, according to Rabbi Meir, you can carry from one gag to the other, and you carry from one end to the other end. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, ein metaltum el arba amos, because Shmuel says that in the case where these gagos are more than a beis hasayim, they therefore have the halacha, the status of a karpaf, which is, in effect, a karmelis, and it means you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. The Gemara now is going to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Meir, according to Rav. And now we turn to the sugya of Rabbi, but of Rav Aliba de Rabbi Meir. So let's just see if we can make sure we're all at the same point. And we are about, I would say, 12 lines up before the end of the Amud. You'll see a line that starts with a tikra. V'Rav Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Rav holds that in gagos shoving according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry more than arba amos, can carry from one end to the other, even though the gag is larger than a base sasayim. In other words, Rav is going to apply, according to Rabbi Meir, the halacha of God asik mechitzos. We're talking about an area that's mukaf mechitzos, and has the din of reshus hayochid. And according to the strict letter of the law, Rabbi Meir would be matil italtil migag lechotzer. The Gemara is asking the following question. If we apply the logic of Rav in Rabbi Meir and extend it to its conclusion, then we should come to the conclusion, which is not true, that you should be allowed to carry from the gag into a chotzer. The Gemara later on is going to clarify that according to Rabbi Meir, indeed, you're not allowed to carry from a gag into a chotzer. And the question is, why not? Now, there's a long, long note on this to understand what's the underlying premise of the Gemara's Kash. I'm just going to read one line that I underlined for myself so that my eye would catch it. He says that Mutal etaltu migag shel adam yachid lechotze shel rabim sheyesh lebal agag shutfus ba. And the Gemara's kasha, according to Rav, is within the context of Rabbi Meir in gagos shavim. And why is that? So that there's a long discussion here. Again, I'm trying to just summarize a bit of the tip of the iceberg here about why the Gemara says Rav Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Apparently, the implication is that even the Makshan had no problem with Rav Aliba de Chachamim in a case of a gag yechidi. So that even though Rav insists that according to Chacham, in the case of a Gag Yechidi, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Gag, and that would apply even if the Gag is more than a Beis Hasayim. So then, why would the Chachamim, in this case, prohibit taking it from the Gag, again, a Gag Yechidi, out into a Chatzer? And the answer is that the Gemara later on is going to quote Rav Yehuda, who says that according to the Chachamim, Enochinami, if you have a Gag Yechidi, it would be mutter to be metaltel from a Gag Yechidi to a Chatzer. Why? So Rav Yehuda later on is going to say, L'divrei Chachamim, Gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas. Now that's amazing, because we always assumed that according to the Chachamim, all the different Gagim are considered two different rishuyos, your Gag and my Gag. How much more so, Gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas. I mean, that statement of Gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas, according to Rav Yehuda later on, would make sense according to Rav Shimon, the Tana in our Mishnah, who says that Gagin and Karpifos and Chatzeros are all considered one Rishus. But when Rav Yehuda says later on Daf Tzadi Aleph, that L'divrei Chachamim Gagin v'Chatzeros Rishus Achas, what he means to say is that if you own the Gag, and you therefore have rights in the Chatzer, so that the Gag is what we call Gag Shel Adam Yechidi. The Chatzer is called the Chatzim Shel Rav Sheyesh Lebal HaGag Shutvus Ba. And therefore, since, again, this is all Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Chachamim, since you have Shutvus in the Chatzer, you're allowed to carry from your Gag into the Chatzer. Now you may say, well, what are you talking about? The Gag is a Carmelist. How could I carry it out to the Chatzer? But the answer is we're going according to Rav. And Rav holds that the Gag is not a Carmelist, even if it's more than a Beis HaSayim. It still has the Halach by virtue of God asking Mechitzos of a Rishus HaYochid. Okay, can I take from my Rishus HaYochid out to a Chatzer? And Rav Yud is going to claim that I can. And why is that? Because the Chatzer itself, Yesh lo shutvus ba. Again, all this has to be understood. I mean, so what if yesh lo shutvus ba? There are other shutvim in the chatzer, and their ownership over that chatzer should generate an iser on the Baal HaGag. But for some reason, the shita Rav Yehuda is that even the Chacham would agree that since you have shutvus in the chatzer, you're allowed to carry from the Gag into the Chatz. Again, we're talking about a case of a Gag Yechidi. So a Gag Yechidi is purely a Rishus HaYochid that belongs exclusively to Reuven, such that according to Rav, even the Chacham will agree that Reuven can carry from one end of his Gag to the other. It's a pure, classic Rishus HaYochid. But to take it out to a Chatzer, and the Chatzer has now many different partners and owners, that has to be understood. But be that as it may, if the Gemara would have accepted Rav Yehuda, then the Gemara here would have raised the question not only according to Rabbi Meir's Shita, but even according to the Chachamim's Shita. Rav, since you're telling me in a Gag Yechidi, the Chacham agree, you're allowed to carry from one end of the Gag to the other, and therefore you're applying the din of Mako Mukaf Mechitzos and giving this Gag a full-fledged status of Rishus HaYochid, the Gemara should have asked now, even according to the Chachamim, Rav should admit, which is against the halacha, that you'd be allowed to carry from your Gag Yechidi out into a Chatzer. So the answer is that kasha would be predicated on, or standing on the shoulders of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda later on is going to indeed insist that according to Chachamim, you're allowed to carry from your Gag, if it's a Gag Yechidi, out into a Chatzer Shel Rabim, because you have Shutvis in a Chatzer Shel Rabim. Now, the bulk of this footnote that I mentioned to you is about Shmuel. Why does the Gemara ask this kasha according to Rav and not according to Shmuel? Meaning, let's assume that according to Shmuel, Rav is only matir four amos on the Gag. Why? Because the Gag is eno mukaf lidira, and it's got a base of Simon Moore, and therefore Shmuel would hold, according to Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, because this area of all these gagos is such a wide area that it has more than a base of Sayim. And the mechitzos, although the mechitzos lamato were made for Dira, but the mechitzos lamalo, which are generated by Godasik mechitzos, are not hukaf l'dira, because a gag is not a makom Dira, as we discussed yesterday. So let's ask the following question. According to Shmuel, in Rabbi Meir's frame of reference, then, okay, it's true that gagos that have more than a base of sayim have a din of a carmelis. So for sure, you cannot be metaltel from these gagos out into a chotzer, because then you'd be carrying from a carmelis into a chotzer. The chotzer is Rishus HaYochid. However, we have to admit that in a situation where the gagos are not more than a beis asayim, Shmuel would admit that in that case you can carry from one side to the other. It's a pure reshus hayochid. The Gemara could have asked the same question. According to Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Meir, you should be allowed to carry from the gagos out to a chotzer, if it's a case where the gagos are up to but not beyond a base of sign. So, why is it that ein lahakshos l'Shmuel? And the answer is because according to Shmuel, there's another element or a factor that has to cash into this equation, and that is, it all depends on the status of the gagos, the size of the gagos. In a case where the gagos are more than a base asayim, that's where Shmuel insists that Rabbi Meir would agree, would admit that you're not allowed to carry more than four amos, because since it's lo hukaf l'dira and it's more than a base asayim, it has the status of a karpaf. And clearly then, you would not be allowed, according to Rabbi Meir, to carry out from a gag into a chutz. But according to Rav says that even if I grant you that the gagos are greater than a base of sayim, it doesn't have the status of a karpaf, you're allowed to carry from one end to the other. And we're going to define the gagos, according to Rabbi Meir, as one single reshus hayochid, then you should be able to carry out into the chutz. So the Gemara answers that the reason why Rav would have to admit that Rabbi Meir would prohibit you from carrying from a gag into a chutz is gzera mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. So this was a sugi that we learned back on Daf Peites. And he holds that according to Rabbi Meir, you are never ever allowed to carry from a high place to a lower place. And that's the gzera of tel b'rishus harabim. That if we allow you to carry from a high place to a low place, you're going to think that if there's a tail, some sort of a mound, or an amud, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to carry from the mound down to the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. Even though the mound, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 wide, it has the status of Rishus HaYochi, you'd be violating a Melacha D'oraisa of Hotzah from a Rishus HaYochi to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. Is Memela, now we understand why Rabbi Meir would prohibit you from carrying from the Gag down into the Chotzer, because the distance between the Gag and the Chotzer is certainly more than 10 Tfachim, and now we're going to activate the famous Gzera of Rabbi Meir, which was formulated by Rabbi Yitzchak, namely, that from a Mokum Gavah down to a Mokum Navuch, or vice versa, we have a Gzera Shemi Yitaltel Mitel Gavah Asara Birshus Harab. Now the Gemara jumps to a different detail within this larger picture, and that is Shmuel Aliba Derabbana. Shmuel holds that according to Chachamim, if the Gag, let's say, according to Chachamim, we're talking about a Gag Yechidi, is larger than a base Sasayim, it is defined and categorized as a Karpaf, because it's Mukaf Shalo L'Shem Dira, because a Gag is not a Mokum Dira. So the Gemara asks, Nitaltel Migag L'Karpaf, could it be that according to Shmuel, I'm allowed to carry from a Gag to a Karpaf? Why? Because now that the Gag is larger than a Beis Asayim, according to Shmuel, the Gag is classified as a Carmelis. And if you have a Carmelis that is next to a Carmelis, you're allowed to carry from one Carmelis to the other. However, we can't, get too excited about this. Rashi sort of puts a damper on all this. Rashi says that when the Gemara asks the question now, according to Shmuel and Chachamim, Nitalto Migag LeKarpaf, what the Gemara means is that for sure I can only carry up to 4 amos. Mimonafshach. The Gag is a Karpaf, and the Karpaf is a Karpaf. So let's not get too excited over here. It doesn't mean that from the middle of the Gag, I can carry to the middle of the Karpaf, or the middle of the Karmelis, the middle of the Bikkur. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about crossing the boundary line between the Gag and the Karpaf, but we're still within our limit of 4 amos. And what it means is, the Gemara's kasha is, can he carry 2 amos on the Gag, and then 2 amos into the Bikkur, such that he still remains within the restriction of 4 amos, but since the Gag is a Karmelis, and next door he has a real classic Karmelis of a Bikkur, he should be allowed to carry the other 2 amos in the Bikkur. And the Gemara is going to tell us later on in Daf Tzadi Aleph that the Chachamim prohibit carrying from the Gag to a Karpaf, even within 4 amos. Why should that be so? He's basically going from a Karmelis to a Karmelis with nothing in the middle. And that should be mutter. So why does Gemara say that according to Chacham, you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Karpaf, even within four amos? Now, at this point, the Gemara is not going to introduce the Gzeira of Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was trying to interpret the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is quoted in the Brisa, in the Mishnah, excuse me, as prohibiting carrying from one Gag to the next if the top is 10 tefachim higher than the bottom Gag. And that was the Gzeira that Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi introduced and formulated with regard to a tail. But now we're on the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chacham never recognized such a Gzeira. So what would be the motivation to prohibit carrying the second 2 amos from the first 2 amos on the Gag into a Karmelis, into a Karpaf? Omar Rav Bar Ula, Gzeira Shemi Faches Hagag. Okay. Now, I'm not exactly sure of the sociological reality in those days, but it seems that very often it was quite common to shorten a Gag. Now, I can only suggest the following. If you have a better idea, please let me know. That, the Gag served two functions. There were things and activities that you could perform on the Gag itself. But at the same time, the Gag was part of the water system, which means that the rainwater would flow, off the Gag, would bounce off the Gag. And if the Gag was, let's say, on an incline, and I think we once touched on this in Masechet Erevin, then they used to set up a pipe system that would carry the water at a distance, and that water would be used for whatever purpose it was used. But, you know, you could imagine that very often, because of this very complex system, they would have to shorten the gag, maybe they would even have to extend the gag. So now what we're talking about is a gag that's a base of science. Correct? And the status of the gag, according to Shmuel in the Rabbanon, is that of a karpaf, because the gag is more than a base of science. But now, he may now shorten the gag. Now, what happens when he shortens the gag? What is Rava Bar Ula worried about? So Rashi explains that this, just one second, I just want to get the mathematics here. If the gag is no longer a Beis Hasayim because he shortened the gag, then it has the status of a Rishus HaYochid. Now, Rishus HaYochid in this particular context is Mukaf Mechitzos Midin Godasik Mechitzos, correct? So what it means is that the walls of the house below the gag, which are bona fide mechitzos, now rise up to surround the gag on top of the house. Now, I admit to you, and that's the whole, impetus of Shmuel, that when I raise the mechitzos from the dira lamata to lamala, I drop one element to the equation, that's hukaf ledira, and therefore the godasik mechitzos above the height, the top of the bias, meaning up on the gag, are shalohu kafudir, we have a karpa. But now, if nifchas, then the gag now reverts back to its status as rishus hayochid, and it has bona fide mechitzos. Again, I admit to you that it was shalohu kafudira, as Shmuel says, but that's irrelevant, because now it is no longer more than a Beis HaSayim, it is a Beis HaSayim, or less than a Beis HaSayim. And now we have a situation of a Rishus HaYochid. So you are asking a question that, according to Shmuel, we should be allowed to carry from the Gag to the Karpaf, the next door Karpaf, because the Gag is a Karmel, this is a Karpaf, and the Karpaf is a Karpaf. So you get two Amas here, two Amas there, but you can cross the boundary. No, says the Gemara. We're worried about the Gzera of Rava Bar Ula, namely, that this Gag may convert back to a Rishus HaYochid. And you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmel. Now, I know it's bothering your mind, and it bothers my mind too. This should be a classic case of Gzera L'Gzera. I mean, the whole institution of a Karmelis is Gzera because somebody might confuse it with a Rishus HaRav. So you're going to tell me now that what you have in the Gag, if it's more than a Beis HaSayim, is a Karmelis, and you're allowed to carry from a Karmelis to a Karmelis. Now you're afraid that the Gag as a Karpaf will no longer be a Karpaf, it will be a Rishus HaYochid. Oh, so because of that chashash, you're not allowed to carry from the gag to a karpaf. Well, I don't get it. Even if I, in the worst case scenario, chas v'sholom, chalila v'chas, I would carry from the gag into a karpaf, and the gag now is less than a beis hasayim, and if it's just a yochid, I've, in the worst case scenario, violated a gzeira shvus d'rabbanan. So you're worried about a situation where I don't pay attention to the fact that the gag is no longer a base, more than a base of Sayim, and therefore I might come to carry it out into a Karmelis. Who cares? I mean, in the worst case scenario, if he carries from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis, he has violated none other than an Issa D'Rabbanan, because the Karmelis on a Daraisa level is certainly not a Rishus HaRavim. There's no Melechus Hotzah. So that's one problem that we have to address here. The sugya, why does Gemara assume that because of this gzera of Shemi Yifaches Hagag, and he'll turn into Shseyochid, we cannot allow him, even when it's a Carmelis and it's a Karpaf, to carry out into the Karpaf next door? The Gemara, however, is going to raise a different objection. The Gemara says, Yihachi, if the Chachamim will prohibit carrying from a gag to a karpaf because of this gzera, is mi karpaf le karpaf nami lo yitaltel? Every case of a karpaf that borders on another karpaf should be asur, so that even though you have a karpaf that's more than a beis osai, you have another karpaf that's more than a beis osai, the two of them are contiguous, you shouldn't be allowed to carry from one karpaf to the other, even within four amos. Dilma mifchas v'yasi l'toltule. Why aren't we afraid that there'll be a diminishing of the size of the karpaf, and it will no longer be a beis asayim? People won't know about that. They can continue to carry from the one karpaf to another. But in truth, one karpaf is larger than the other. It's a beis hasayim. The other one, larger than the beis hasayim. The other one is not a beis hasayim. So he's going to be carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochin into a Karmelis. So Gemara answers, Hasa mi mifchas minkara le milsa, hacha mi mifchas lo minkara milsa. In the case of two karpafs, if one karpaf will be reduced and it no longer is a karpaf, it now became Rosh Hashanah Yochin because it's no longer greater than an area of a beis hasayim, that will be obvious to the naked eye. Because a karpaf is always mukaf mechitzos. Again, I grant you the mechitzos are not l'shem dira, but there are mechitzos. And in order to reduce the area of a karpaf, you could have to move the mechitzos. That's obvious to everyone. I like to give the example of a golf course, right? You have a golf course that's completely surrounded by fences. If all of a sudden they wanted to shrink the golf course, then they would have to move the mechitzos, the fences in. And that's obvious to the naked eye. But here, in the case of a gag, that's not a dover nikar. And why is that so? Because the gag, as you realize, has no mechitzos. I mean, halachically it has mechitzos, but there are no real mechitzos around this gag. And when you have a place that's not mukav mechitzos, it's not going to be nikar if it got smaller than its original shear. And people are going to think that it's still more than a beis hasayim. They'll continue to carry from the gag into a karpaf, when in fact the karpaf is now, the gag is no longer a karpaf, it is now a Rosh Hashanah Yochid because it was nifchas, and no one was aware of that change. And we don't have much time, but I'd like to just introduce the next sugya. Omar Rav Yehuda, Kishetimtza Lomar, in other words, if you're going to be very analytic and investigate the shita of the Tanoim in the Mishnah that we're learning now on Daf Pei Tes, then Lidivrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, Gagim Rishus Li Atzmon, which means that all the Gagos are considered one Rishus unto themselves. If you can carry from one Gag, Ruvein can carry from his Gag to Shimon's Gag. And Chatzeros Rishus Li Atzmon, if you have various chatzeros in a city, then you'd be allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer those kelim that were shoves in the chatzer. Again, nobody allows you to take kelim from your house into a nearby chatzer without an eruv. But in this case, you have kelim that were kona shvisa in the chatzer, and you're allowed to take it from one chatzer to the other. However, Rashi points out that we can't get too carried away with this because this is impossible. You're not allowed to carry from one chatzah to another without an Eruv, according to Rabbi Meir. We'll get to Rabbi Shimon as a separate topic. But we're talking about a case of a private chatzah. That's called a chatzah shel yachid. And you want to carry kelim that was shoves in one chatzah shel yachid to another chatzah shel yachid. Or alternatively, if you have a chatzah shel rabbin, and you want to carry from a chatzah shel rabbin to a chatzah shel rabbin, and there was no eruv between the two chatzeros, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir would allow you to do so. From a gag to a chatzer, we said you're not allowed to be metaltel. But from a chatzah to a chatzah, you're allowed to be metaltel. The reason why you're not allowed to be metaltel from a gag to a chatzer is because the gagos are considered one rishus, a rishus liatzma. The chatzeres are considered a rishus liatzma. But if you have one chatzer and another chatzer, and they're both chatzer shel yochid, or both chatzer shel rabim, and you have kelim that was shoveis with the onset of Shabbos in the chatzer, you're allowed to carry it from one chatzer to the other. And on the top of Daf Tzadi Aleph, the Gemara applies this even one step further to Karpifios, Rishus Liatzma. That all the various Karpifios in the city are considered one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one Karpaf to another Karpaf, meaning from Reuven's Karpaf, if you have Kalim that was Shoveis in his Karpaf, you're allowed to carry into Shimon's Karpaf. And that's all according to Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, Gagim v'chatzeros rishus achas, karpifios rishus achas hein. And according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to be metaltel from one chatzer to another, from a gag to a chatzer, even from a gag of Reuven to a chatzer shel Rabim, with a shutvis, but not from a gag shel Yochid to a gag shel yochid acher. That's where the Chacham disagree, and they prohibit it against Rabbi Meir Kapios, Rishus Achas. The Reb Shimon, Kulon, Rishus Achas. So this is where we're going to stop for today. B'li Neder, tomorrow we'll try to fill in some of the blanks over here. So let's make a note that we're on the top of Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph. And we're learning the Shita of Rav Yehuda, the Amora of Rav Yehuda, which Mirtz Hashem will try to analyze more in depth tomorrow.